This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. Date of birth 9/20/1948. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Myers with bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was October 9th of 2023. She had complained of severe constipation, so recently started Amitiza, A-M-I-T-I-Z-A, 8 microgram once a day. That actually is working very well, but now she feels like the stools are almost too loose, and she's not sure she's able to clean her anal area very well. I did suggest that maybe she would take 8 microgram every other day instead of daily, and perhaps she would have more of a normal consistency stools and less looseness. So she was going to discuss that with you. She feels like she can walk very well as long as she holds on to something like a shopping cart when she goes to Myers. She does walk with a cane, and she's able to walk her dog. But we did talk about a possible walker with handbrakes and seat. That may be an excellent tool for her to be able to walk and feel supported and not worry about falling. She is very scared to fall, she states. No hospitalization since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No changes with her chronic congestive heart failure. She has mild dyspnea on exertion. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily as needed for swelling. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram daily. And Tresto 24/26 milligram twice a day. And other medicines are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 150 pounds, 150 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 68. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 116 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a third heart sound noted. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. On labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/19 of 2024. Creatinine is improved at 0.81, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 3.8, calcium 9.1, phosphorus is 3.9, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, bilaterally small kidneys with normal kidney function currently and a history of renal insufficiency. We've asked her to continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. She will follow up with her cardiologist on a regular basis. 3, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will also have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.